Hi, it's still Monday, the 11th, and it's a little after 11 o'clock at night. The kids have been asleep since, Leslie the last, of course, since 9:30, and I've been ironing. It's very quiet. I looked at I Spy, the new series, not too different from the old series. But you know, I can't iron without looking at television. And I got all of it done except for a few ugly pieces I hate to work on anyway. So I didn't get to do the room tonight. I will try to get that wallpaper remover, though, because it wets down the wallpaper and has something in it like ether to, I think Marilyn said, get to the glue. But I should expect the wall to smell a bit. If it rains one day this week, that'll be a good time to do it. Otherwise, no household things have to be done except that room. The playroom is still in some good shape. I think at the end of 6 months I will have to paint it. I reread your letter, and I'm glad you're busy. I'm sorry you're so tired. And I do appreciate your writing to me with your eyes half closed. Although sometimes you say the nicest things when you're almost asleep. So I'll accept your sleepy letters, as I think I'd accept you anyway. Makes no difference. I couldn't tell you this afternoon when the children were around, but Leslie was so delighted with the kimonos. We stopped in about 6:30 to my mother's and father's, and the first I mentioned the package, and she got so excited and said, Grandma, mine is this and Thea's is that, and tomorrow we're going to put them on. She was really so thrilled. And of course the pockets, it's the smallest things that keep them happy. The kimonos have a pocket on each side in the front, and she loves pockets. We had a pleasant afternoon at Marilyn's. Of course she played with the kids, and both Thea and Leslie seemed to be in their element there, and happily Marilyn, you know, has a comfortable house. It's a children's house, so there's, you know, not too much problem. The news about Marilyn is that she's expecting another baby. This will make number 6, and it's due in January. And all I can think right now is heaven help them. There's such a mess of children around now. I guess eventually they'll grow up. And if they didn't want them, they'd probably do something about it. I love the back scratcher. But do you think the next gift you send me can be something feminine and nice? It's so hard right now to gear myself to feeling womanly because you're not around, and I can't dress up, you know, to gear myself toward being attractive toward other men. I just have to be attractive, which is not easy because I sort of need a somebody like you around. Most of the time I feel very much like a neuter gender, neither woman nor man, a sort of between, because I have no men in my life here, and I'm doing so much in the way of physical things that even when I dress up I say, gee, I look nice. But I don't get as much of a kick out of it. So if you can, and if you have the time, and if you feel so inclined, something to remind me that I'm pretty, please. I'm planning on another package for you. I don't know what I'm going to send. I'd love to know how those cookies landed, and whether they're all crumbs, or maybe a few got salvaged. I don't want you to eat the popcorn. I didn't even salt it down, so you can throw that away. part of my need to take care of myself and feel female and soft and warm was expressed when I bought some hair coloring today and did my hair. Same color, so don't panic. I'm not a redhead or a blonde. And my hair's still long. I'm at decision time with that, whether it'll get longer. It's now a little below my shoulders. At least it's down my back a little. And I bought myself some Jean Nette after bath. I tried the PX constantly, and they never carried it, so I had to buy it outside, which is now becoming the story of my life. I couldn't get the snowsuits for the kids. They didn't have their sizes, so I'm going to have to buy outside. The other thing is I'm trying to plan ahead for the winter so I don't get caught without the things I need. Happily, Thea can wear the red boots that Leslie had, and Leslie's boots will fit her. But I bought Thea red mittens and I bought Leslie red gloves, and I felt so silly because it was warm. But since the PX is carrying them, I'm trying to plan ahead so I'm not rushing around like an idiot. I'll pick up the pictures tomorrow and mail whatever is good to you. And I'll also take pictures of the children in the kimonos, and as soon as I get that roll finished and in and out, I'll send it to you. This roll that I'm sending tomorrow should have pictures of me, so you don't forget me. Because I'm not who I was in, when was it, April, which is what the last picture you have of me. And I've already started your scrapbook. So I have recent pictures of you. And I can appreciate you not getting around to taking pictures. I have to make an effort to remember the camera. And once I get it into the car, to remember to take it out of the car. So there I am in the playground with my handbag, the camera, and the two kids. But onward we go. And I think they're relatively happy. Leslie's, you know, keeps you very much a part of the day. I guess we all do. Today a little boy walked up to her at Marilyn's house, and he looked at her and he looked at me and he said, "Do you have a father?" And Leslie looked very quizzical. And I said, "Yes, she has a father." And he said, "Well, where is he?" I said, "He's far away. He'll be back next year." And I told Marilyn this, and she said one of the kids must have told this neighbor's child, and he had to hear it for himself. I guess in their neighborhood, fathers don't go away. I did find out something interesting, though. The nurse at the dispensary saw Melba Court, asked me where it was. I told her. She said, "Oh, I've met two other people, one on Bevy Court and one on Just Court, who come in here." So somewhere in this place is a military family. I think I'll call Pauline this week. She should be back. If she went on the 2nd, she should have come back on the 9th or 10th from Hawaii. So I'll call her this week and get the latest poop. Because if she didn't go, I think she's probably going to go ahead with her plans for getting Bob home on a 30-day emergency leave. I told you I lost my lighter. The big tragedy of it all was that I ran out of matches. When I landed at Uncle Jimmy's house today, he noticed I didn't have any matches, so he handed me a Zippo lighter that someone had left in the store. It has a tremendous flame. Would you like it, or would you like me to save it for you? Because I can use it up, you know, until it has no more fluid, and then I can send it on to you. Let me know. It's a nice lighter. It's big, though. You know, you know what a Zippo looks like. That's how big it is. This afternoon after I read your letter and the part about the medal, I was so proud and I wanted to share it with somebody, but I couldn't think of anybody to share it with. And I thought, well, maybe I'll call Ruth or your mother. And then I thought, well, it's a medal. But It isn't that much of a medal, and I guess it's something we should be proud of, and something you should get. So I didn't end up calling anybody. I was going to call your mother tonight, but now I notice it's after 11. I should have called her by 10, but I was in the middle of setting my hair while I was ironing type thing. And right now there are children's dresses hanging on hangers and a pile of my clothes to go upstairs, and a mirror, and my slacks and skirts. The place looks like a laundromat. But I'll clean it up. I think about us so often. Some things from the past when a little thing triggers me off. But I've been doing a lot of thinking about future. Maybe I shouldn't, but you know me. I'm a thinker. And I read your letters and I wonder what my letters are like to you. And I wonder how much adjusting we'll have to do when we get together again. I think we have enough between us to do it well. But I'm a little concerned. We're so far apart in miles. And just a little paragraph about you not being able to think about Leslie's nursery school. I can understand that. I thought I might resent having to make the decision, but I don't, because I realize that aside from the $700 factor, you really can't do a thing about it from there. And I don't think, you never really said it in the letter, but do you want to spend $700 on nursery school? Because I don't, and it isn't my money, in that, you know, in the sense of spending my own money. I'm handling it, but it's the money that you work for, and it's the money we live by, now and later. So it was my opinion. I don't want to make it my decision. I guess I should. Anyway, she's not going for $700. Marilyn will call me on the information on that cooperative school, and I'll see what I can do about that. If not, we'll get along. It'll mean a little more effort on my part. But then again, I'd have to get around not having her here. So, either way, we get on with what we have to do. The time can't possibly go fast enough for me. The days are nice most of the time. But it's 6 weeks. It's not a very long time. A month sounds better. It's 6 weeks since you left. It feels like an eternity. There was something cute I wanted you to hear. I would not have been able to put it down in writing because it wouldn't come out right. Elise says the word see, you know, like see the light. So I thought I'd try Thea out with it. So I said, say see. And she said, with a TH. So I said to Leslie, you teach her how to say C. So Leslie says C with her TH. It was so funny. And then we went over to trying to get Leslie to get her tongue out of the way. But what we have in effect now is two little girls who say C instead of C. And if the baby learns anything from Leslie, it's going to be tragic because we're going to have two lispers on our hands. That dumb clerk at FNCB probably never put through my request for mailing envelopes for the savings account. So I'm going to have to put it in writing. In fact, I think I'll probably do that tonight. When I go upstairs, I'll write a short note and request them, because I do want to get that money into the savings account. I don't like having it hanging around in the checking account, because I'm behind already. I hope I can get to the 200 a month. I really would feel quite bad if I couldn't save at least 1750. I'm not too sure I'm going to make the 2,000. But if you save on your end and I save on mine, we can surprise each other. I'm going to start signing off now before I get too involved in other things. I will send you a card along with this tape, and the card will probably have all my little afterthoughts, my before thoughts, my during thoughts, and my afterthoughts are always that I love you. And I'll say it again, I miss you. And I'm looking forward very eagerly to seeing you. Hopefully sooner than later. And I hope that you get some rest, have some good experiences, and profit from this little journey. I think I will.